What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode, Forex Beginner Podcast. Today, I'm going to recap my first week of trading of 2024. I'm going to give you some things that I noticed mentally, some things that I noticed emotionally, as well as I executed a couple trades this week in the market. I want to give you my biggest takeaways from this week, and I want to give you some motivation as we get ready for the weekend and we get prepared for next week of trading. All right, so buckle up your seatbelts. Let's get ready to rock and roll.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yeah. You already know who it is. It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. This is the Forex Beginner Podcast, bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Calvin, the new trader. I am your host of this podcast. I'm your brother. I'm your friend. I'm your cousin. I'm all of that good stuff as we grow on this journey together. Listen, just concluded the first week of trading of 2024. It was a great, insightful week. First of all, I took two trades. Both of those trades did go and reach my take profit area. I was able to take profit from those two trades. On my personal account, I took one trade. So the two trades I'm talking about, they were on a prop firm challenge account that I'm doing with Blue Guardian. I am going to start off the year by going over what prop firms are for all of my new listeners that don't know. We're going to get deep into that in future episodes. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you're tuning in every day. Make sure you're subscribed on the platform that you're listening to this podcast on, because we're going to dig into all the basics so you guys can understand and know what the certain terminologies are and what certain things are in this industry and the options that you have available to you. All right. Now, took two trades in the challenge account as I'm working to get funded with Blue Guardian there. And then on my personal account, I took a trade and I kind of psyched myself out. And I closed the trade early and it ended up going my way. So I learned some things there. So on today's episode, what I want to do is I kind of want to just share with you my takeaways from this week, some things I've learned and some things that I felt emotionally and mentally, in hopes that this can be something that you can think about as you're going about on your journey. Okay. So first off, let's talk about this trade that I took on my personal account that I kind of closed out early on. So with this particular trade, like I saw the setup and it was beautiful, but my bias is basically where I thought the market was going to go before I actually got in the market to trade. So basically, the night before I go to sleep, I like to look at all my pairs that I trade and I like to just kind of have an outlook of where I see that trade going, like which direction I see that trade going. And once I do that, I mark up my chart, I mark up certain zones that I'm looking for a break and retest, and then I'm looking to take an entry after the break and retest, okay? And so I had a particular direction that I wanted this trade to go. It was actually EURUSD. I wanted it to go for a buy. However, it did not go for the, well, it did go for the buy, but I missed it. The buy happened while I was asleep. So then once I came to the market during my set trading time, which is for me around 2:30 a.m., like 2:45 a.m., like somewhere between that, the market was selling off, but there was an opportunity for me to get into the trade on the sale. And so I executed it, but I kind of got spooked out because the broker that I use, the U.S. regulated broker that I use on my personal account, for some reason, the spreads were very, very high. And what the spreads are is pretty much when you enter a trade, you have to cover your spread. So your spread is the amount of money you pay your broker before you get paid, right? And so the spreads were really high. And so like I was getting these messages saying that, you know, my account was close to being margin called. And I was like, what? Like I got, you know what I mean? I got more than enough money in my account to handle this trade. So I kind of got like freaked out a little bit. And so I closed the trade early. But what I learned from that is like, listen, once you're in a trade, especially if you're trading with a stop loss. I'm trading with stop losses. When you're in a trade and you've defined your risk, you got to just let the trade play out. Because if you don't, that what if is going to always be there. And then you're going to over-focus on that mistake you made, and you're going to miss out on your next trade with confirming all the other things in your strategy. For example, if I have four kids and I take the kids to the carnival, right? And my youngest kid ends up walking away, and I turn around and I don't see my youngest kid, and I start freaking out. But then a stranger comes and says, "Hey, sir, is this your kid?" And I'm like, "Yes, thank you so much. Oh my God." Right? Now, if I allow that to make me over emotional, now I'm going to focus all my attention on holding the younger kid, watching the younger kid, and it's going to take away from my attention on the other kids, right? And so I'm going to focus on that mistake that I made of not keeping my eye on the first kid. I'm going to be so focused on the first kid that I'm not going to be able to appropriately give the attention to the other kids, okay, that also need my divided attention, okay? And so that's kind of how it is when you're trading. And what I notice, sometimes when you make a mistake, you want to focus in on that mistake you made on the next trade, but you're so laser focused on that mistake that you made on the last trade that you're forgetting about the other parts of your setup or your strategy, the other checklist things that you need to go through, or the other things on your checklist that you need to go through in order to validate a particular trade setup. So that's something that I picked up, and that's very, very beneficial. And I highly recommend that when you make a mistake, that you don't like focus on that mistake. You just move on to the next trade. And then when you're in a trade, just try to stick with that trade. If you've did your analysis and you're like, this is a good trade, ride with it. All right. Ride with it until otherwise. Okay. So anyway, that was the first thing. Now, with the two trades that I took that actually went in my favor, with those two trades, they were perfect. You know, I got up at my set time, I executed my setup, I saw everything confirmed, I was good to go. Like, it was a beautiful trade setup. And even though they were winners, if they were losers, I would still feel comfortable with those trades. And so the emotional part now is conditioning myself mentally to understand that if the execution was great, Calvin, you did your job. It doesn't matter what the result is, you did your job if the execution was great. And so I'm preparing myself mentally and emotionally to just like get rid of that stuff, you know, like don't carry emotions around the result. Focus on executing the right way and let the emotions show excitement when you execute the right way. Because if I am able to express my excitement when I execute the right way, that's going to make me always want to execute the right way. You know, because I'm going to want to feel that emotion. I'm going to want to feel that excitement. And so that's kind of what I'm like training myself mentally and emotionally to start doing. Focus on execution. Don't worry about the result. If you execute the right way a certain number of times, the results are going to flow your way, Calvin, over time. So as I get ready for next week, and I'm actually looking at the market right now, I got a setup that is looking like it's getting ready to happen. So I'm actually about to get into the market real soon here. I'm actually about to get in the market right now. So I'm actually about to take another trade. I'm recording this video right after the NFP news just passed, and NFP is non-farm payroll. We'll talk about that on another episode. But anyway, yeah, I got a potential setup that's getting ready to set up here. So I'm going to go get back in my charts. I may have a third trade here, but this is going to be on my personal account only. As I get ready for next week, just literally trade my trading times, stick with my plan, look for my confirmations, and everything is going to be all right. And that's what I can leave with you today. So as you go into this weekend, just think about, number one, what is your set time to trade, right? Number two, what are the things, what's on your checklist? What things do you need to see happen before you enter a trade? Because that needs to be defined. And number three, the last thing is try to work on being happy and excited about the execution of the trade, going through your checklist, making sure you're trading at the right time. Let that excite you and let the result just be wherever the wind blow. Basically, if the wind blow to the left, hey, the wind blew to the left. If the wind blow to the right, hey, the wind blew to the right. What matters is the execution. Hey, I executed today. Let that excite you. All right. Hey, it's your boy Calvin, new trader. God bless you. Take care. I'm about to jump back into this market, and I will holla at you later. Peace.